Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Rang Laegi Kab Meri Aahe. Rang Laegi Kab Meri Aahe. Fir Madine Ki Janib Ko Jaye. Rang Laegi Kab Meri Aahe. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جو مجائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے سن لے انا جھوم جائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح سے تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم نے پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah, and which shows the great love for Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and that this is part of our Iman. Until the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is not more greater in our hearts, then even ourselves, our Iman is not complete. So to develop the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the love of Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, is an absolute farz for us also. And we should listen to these ash'ar and the explanation in that light, that how can the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam come into our lives. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, that when will my sighs and my sobs, my du'as and my passionate du'as, when will they fruit, reach fruition, and I will see the results of my du'as. In other words, my du'as are all the time that I want to be back in Medina Sharif, back in Makkah Sharif. Oh Allah, when will this du'as be the outward expression of the acceptance of the du'as, and that I am there in Medina Sharif. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein phir Medina ki taraf ko jaayein. When will my du'as be accepted again, and that time comes that I'm on my way to Medina Sharif again. That is a great thing. May Allah open it for us, for the, all the Muslims, all these protocols, restrictions be removed, and everyone can go easily and freely, and we go to Medina Sharif, inshallah. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, and when that green dome will be seen again, when I'm there and I see the beautiful green dome, kehke salli ala joom jaye, reading Durood Sharif, I will go in a trance, in that great enjoyment that I'm here present now, right by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great honor which Allah has only given this ummah, that we know exactly where our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and that we have access to go there. The other Anbiya, other ummahs, they don't know where their Nabi is. According to the Christians, na'uzu billah, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was assassinated, which is totally wrong. He's up in the heavens and nobody can reach there now. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, also they don't know for sure where his qabr. But our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's qabr, 100% we know. And the other great thing is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, al-hayyu fi qabrihi, is alive, hayyun fi qabrihi, he is alive in his qabr. And when a person reads salatu wasalam at the Rozai Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hears it with his own ears. And this ears, ulama have explained, is his physical body. Like that, spiritually, that the soul is alive, that is for everyone, even for non-believers. Even if they are tasting of the punishment, they are tasting. But the physical body of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah has made that also haram for the earth to eat. They are alive with their bodies. And we have the opportunity of going to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and standing perhaps at a distance of about 8-10 meters right from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is narrated, من زار قبري بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A person who will visit my qabr after I've left this world is just like that person who visited me while I was living. So it is, a person must have that full yaqeen that I'm standing my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to some ulama, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sees us also. Hearing us, that is unanimous. All the ulama agreed. But that he sees us also, that also. So what a great honor. And for to be by our Nabi, the greatest things. Jab huduri ka'alam ataho. Oh Allah, when the time of being present by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is granted to me, that is being present at the Qabr-i Mubarak, and together with that, very important, for which we must prepare. And all the time we should prepare that we are present there with our heart and soul. It must not happen that we are there by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our mind is somewhere else. Our thoughts are somewhere else. That we, with great passion and desire, like we really wanted to be present. And this all has to be developed. And it is developed easily by following, by reading Durood Sharif. By Durood Sharif, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come, and the love of sunnahs will also come. And then when a person has that, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become predominant in his heart. And then this person will desire also to be there, and when he is there, he will get the full benefit. He will really be there, bodily also, his mind and heart also, and with great enjoyment. Unko afsanae gham sunaye. And we will tell him all our difficulties that we are having, whatever problems. We will ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for us also, which is also 100% correct, and we should do that when we are there. We ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for us also. So all whatever problems, that our weakness in deen, whatever it is, are some dunya's problems also, but moreover our deeni things, to be closer to Allah Ta'ala, to have the enjoyment of deen, to be regular on deen, to give up all gunas, we ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for us. And we enjoy that there then so much, ke abne jana ho ghar, humko wapas. Now we don't want to go back home again. When we have had this opportunity of being right in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't want to go back. Chupke chupke ye mange duaye. And go seek quietly, quietly, we will ask this dua also, that oh Allah, keep us here. Let us not go home. And if a person does go home, then especially for the ulama, that we were leaving here, but to go and do the work of deen, to go and do the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatul lil alameen, for all the realms. So everywhere in the world, the work of deen must carry on. And if we are not ulama, then too, in our capacity to promote deen and to practice deen wherever we are, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen, we will practice on it wherever, which part of the world we are. Adhans we will give, namazas we will make, tilawat of Quran Sharif we will make, we will dress as Muslims, we will be the ambassadors of Islam. So with that niyat we leave from Makkah, Medina Sharif. Otherwise, which we should be, that we only want to stay there. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. And then now a person thinks of Makkah Sharif, and oh Allah, that my head be at your threshold, that is at the Multazam, at the Kaaba Sharif, that part of the Kaaba between the Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, that part there, and at the door of the Kaaba, that we put our head down there. Jaan is tarah tujh par lutayen, and in this way we give our lives for you. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and many other ulama also who made niyat of hijrat, and they determined to stay there. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed them that you go back and you do my deen's work there. One alim, in fact, of Afghanistan. He also wanted to stay there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, you just go there and just see that the people's safs are straight when they make namaz. Just go and do this work there. So the work of deen and this, all of us can do. Some aspect of deen we bring alive in our in ourselves, our homes, our families, then we will be doing the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. And one of the major du'as at Multazam, oh Allah, make me yours, that I become fully and only yours, oh Allah. I will try my whole life, and I beg of you, oh Allah, and I have hope in your great mercy, that you make me yours, oh Allah, fully and completely. Multazam par ye maange du'ain. These are the du'as that we will ask at Multazam, where du'as are readily accepted. And a person has this great honor. At the moment when we can't go, all these protocols are there, we should at least visualize, think ourselves we are present there. And that we are making this du'a, sometimes at Multazam, sometimes at Mizab-e-Rahmat, sometimes at the Hajar-e-Aswad, sometimes making tawaf, sometimes between Safa and Marwa, sometimes on the Mount of Safa, the Mount of Marwa, at Rauza-e Mubarak we are. Dono alim ki kya hai haqeeqat. And this reality has to come, and this whole effort of us coming and having these programs, etc., is that the reality of deen, that we realize that this dunya is nothing. Dunya is to when, since Allah created it, Allah did not look with rahmat back at the dunya. The dunya has got no value. Even akhirat, really, jannat also, more than that is to be with Allah Ta'ala. That is the real thing. Jannat has got all its ni'mat which Allah has made for the people of Jannat. All the great ni'mat. But those people who have reached reality, their enjoyment is only to be with Allah Ta'ala. And in Jannat also, and according to the status of people, there will be those who will be all the time in the presence of Allah. And there is no greater enjoyment than that. But we, with our small mind, small things amuse us. So we want the food and the enjoyment of Jannat, the Hurul Een of Jannat. There is no problem with that. But a person who has reached the closeness of Allah, he enjoys his namaz more than anything. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, all of them are engaged in namaz in their qabr. And they are constantly with Allah Ta'ala. And when a person meets Allah Ta'ala, like ordinary jannatis, when they will meet, occasionally they will meet Allah Ta'ala, then they will completely forget all the ni'mats also of Jannah. They forget that they will, they won't even think of those ni'mats. All the enjoyment of being with Allah is the greatest. And the greatest form of being with Allah is namaz. If we make effort on our namaz and we gain that closeness to Allah Ta'ala, then in this dunya already, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes, which is proverbial, an expression of great enjoyment, is in namaz. That is where I get my greatest enjoyment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be with his family, talking like normal people will talk with their family. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that as soon as azan will go, then he was like a complete stranger to us. Now everything like we didn't exist now. Now it is to go to Allah Ta'ala. So namaz is a thing, and that is, we have to make that effort. Then we will get that enjoyment there, that namaz becomes the dearest to us, the most enjoyable. And a person realizes that when I'm in namaz, this is my most valuable time of my life. The best I could spend my time in was in namaz. Not in my anything else, not my hobby, not anything else, my business, not my sports, not anything else, but that when I'm in namaz, this is the most precious moment of my life and the most greatest enjoyable thing I'm engaged in when I'm in namaz. And when we reach this, then together our faraij we will do all properly with all the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, nafils, etc. All our nafil namazes we will read. Namaz-e-shukr will become just part of our life. So namaz-e-hajat, all that also. And besides all that also, we will still want to be engaged in namaz. Wherever we have a few minutes, we will enjoy being in namaz, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is what has to come into our lives. So there's two words which we think of as very much, very great. Feeble minds, small minds, think of small things. And small things amuse small minds. But the people who have reached reality, that is the greatest in the world. Beyond that there is nothing, is Allah. And to be with Allah Ta'ala. Jitne alam ho, tujh par lutayen. And as many realms as there are, whatever they eat, O Allah, we sacrifice all that for you. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one buzurg said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you have kept your price very, very cheap, that we must give both the worlds for you. That this dunya is not our object. Even Jannat, we make it that death is also. We only want you. Increase your price. Make it more higher. A person wants to buy something, he wants it at a cheaper price. But Allah, to get Allah, and a person who knows, he says, increase your price, Allah. That more mujahada we have to make. More sacrifice we have to make. One of the mujahideen of Afghanistan was going through a lot of torture in Guantanamo Bay. Then he spoke to Allah. He says, Oh Allah, we know Jannat is not so cheap, but with so much of sacrifice, is Jannat, the price of Jannat so high? And of course, the highest stages of Jannat come with the greatest sacrifices. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab. And then a person's desire is that not only for himself, but the whole world must turn to Allah. Oh Allah, I will go and traverse the world, move and go around in the whole world. Tera darde muhabbat sunaye. And I will tell the people of the great enjoyment of your love. How to get the love of Allah. How to leave all this filthy and dirty things of this dunya. All the gunas, all the sports, all the entertainment of this dunya. And all the other things also. And to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a thing that starts right from the start. The first thing a child must be taught is the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And the parents, when the child asks questions, then it is actually his learning process has started. And the parents should teach the child the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the love of Allah, according to his small mind. But that should be taught. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, his mother used to speak so much about Jannat and Jahannam, about Akhirat to him when he was still a small boy. He says he was about 3 years old when he fell off the bed one night. And then he screamed, Qiyamat, Qiyamat, because his mother had spoken so much. That is by the age of 3 already. Like that, the mothers have to make this effort. And the fathers also, both the mother and the father, that environment in the house of deen, of akhirah, the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah, everything. And the children who ask questions, it is the person really learns when he asks questions. And we all know how many questions children ask all the time. And that is the opportunity Allah is giving us to teach them. It isn't when they're ready to go to school at 4 and 5 years. And the first thing a child must be taught is the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, teach the child that Allah is basir, Allah is watching all the time. Allah is sami', Allah is hearing all the time. And that We will speak to the children, then it will come into us. It should be already before, but unfortunately we haven't got that consciousness of the presence of Allah, that Allah is watching me all the time. Allah Ta'ala is hearing me all the time. We speak to it to the children, and with that in mind, even when we make majlis or anything, or we make a bayan, or we tell somebody else, our niyat must be to tell ourselves first, for our own islah. So when the parents also tell the children, they should say it for their own sake first, and then inform the children also. Tera darde muhabbat sunakar, and we will tell the story, and we will tell the great enjoyment of your love, O Allah, to everyone. How great you are, how kind you are, how merciful you are, and how many incidents which illustrate the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That we are sitting here is nothing but the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, our sins are such that we should have been given the worst punishment. We should have been wiped off long ago from the surface of the earth. And yet Allah is making us, every organ of our body is functioning properly. We are breathing in, we are breathing out. Our brains are functioning in such a way we cannot imagine. This talking of mine is a great example of how the brain, to say one alphabet, not only one word or the sentence or the subject, how the brain, how much it has to work. And then from the brain it comes out, and then it comes out through the tongue. But the real is, the whole work is done by the brain. And for us to listen, these words are just going on our ears. And then, as it is a common saying, we hear with one ear and it goes out from the other ear. But we should listen, and it goes into the brain then. And then the brain works out the meaning of it, what is being said. And every alphabet we are hearing, which are making words, whether they are small prepositions, whether they are nouns, whether they are adjectives, whatever, how the brain is working and making it out and registering the meaning. And it isn't just one sentence a day that we are talking. How much aren't we talking? At the moment, continuously we are talking, we are hearing. This is all the great kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And not one brain Allah has made like this. Everyone's brain Allah has made like that. So Allah Ta'ala, His kudrat, that we understand His kudrat. And then it's not only the brain, the heart is working continuously. And the heart is called qalb in Arabic. One cardiologist of Lahore explained, he says, when we take out the heart from the body and put it in a tray to work on it, not for one split second does the heart remain steady. It's changing all the time, moving all the time. That is what is qalb. And Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, the turner of the heart. And how Allah Ta'ala, that meaning, that towards Hidayat, which way Allah wishes to, He turns the heart. But the heart is never constant. It is all the time changing. And we also in this world, we are moving ahead in our life all the time. Even if we are sitting here, but our age is increasing all the time. Every second our age is increasing all the time. And all the different departments of our life. We are sometimes, we are sitting here now, then we will be driving home, then we'll be with the family, then we'll be sleeping when we are in a world of our own again. So we are changing all the time. And all this time Allah must be in front of us, and we must be moving towards Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's Qudrat is very, very great, and we should be seeing this. And Allah has given us all this free of change. Just to get one comma, not to whatever percent of a brain, we should have paid billions and billions. But Allah has given it to everyone free of charge. And even animals, according to their level, they also got brains. And they also see what to eat, what not to eat, what water to drink, how many things also. So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is unlimited. So Allah's love, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. We should tell everyone to call them towards the love of Allah Ta'ala. The only thing that is worthy of love is Allah Ta'ala. Not even we ourselves. We love ourselves the most. We love our other things, and we love those things, as Buzurg say, that, oh, what a pity, what you fell in love with, the dirt of this dunya and the filth of this dunya. Love, Allah Ta'ala has created love, and the place of love, the heart, Allah Ta'ala has created, and all this is for Allah's love. And we, in our heart, we got the love of everything besides the love of Allah. Whereas we should have in the heart only the love of Allah. Everything else must be expelled from the heart. There should be only the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnu banaye. And we make the whole world mad also in the love of Allah. Where we do it for ourselves and the whole world also. And that is a true mu'min, ad-deenun nasiha, that we wish good for everyone. And that concern that we have to how that everyone can enjoy this. Then our du'as also will change. Whatever we are asking for ourselves, our families, we'll ask it for the whole ummah. We'll ask it for the whole world. The Iman and Islam, the greatest gifts, we will beg Allah to bless everyone with that also. Then this is when a person has become a true mu'min. Now he wants the goodness of everyone, even the animals. Ulama have written, a person who makes dua for all the creation, the fish in the water, the birds in the air, the ants in their holes, the everything, then that person becomes, Allah Ta'ala gives him the stage of a kutub. Allah Ta'ala makes his du'as readily accepted, and he's raised at a very high pedestal, who has the feeling for other people. So that is what should come into us. Sare alam ko bajnu banakar, and making the whole world that everyone has this great love of Allah Ta'ala. Mere Maula, tere geet gaye. Oh my Allah, we sing your song. In other words, we just sing your praises, O Allah. And we enjoy engaging with Allah Ta'ala. And then the zikr, La ilaha illallah. It means so much to us, and so much enjoyment we get to it. And La ilaha illallah is that great zikr of Allah, that if the seven earths and the seven skies, not only this one sky of ours and this one earth of ours, but the seven earths and the seven skies are placed in one pan of the scale, and on the other side, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah will outweigh. So great is this, La ilaha, the oneness of Allah, the reality of Allah, the truth of Allah, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. The seven earth and the seven skies, if they made us make a solid ring around La ilaha illallah, it won't be able to block it. La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. Nothing can block it from reaching Allah. It will break through all this security if it is made around it. It will just simply break right through, and it will reach right by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this great kalima and this great connection of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us. Fortunate are those, Allah give us tawfiq, at least minimum 100 times La ilaha illallah we read a day. That person who reads 100 times La ilaha illallah, he will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. And nobody will have more greater deed and position higher than him, but the one who reads so much or more than him. So Allah has given us this, and La ilaha illallah, which every Muslim knows. Other du'as, difficult du'as, intricate du'as, du'as in the Arabic language which are not easy to pronounce also. Those are not so easy, but the greatest value is of La ilaha illallah. And as ulama have explained, that in La ilaha illallah, there are no huruf halqi. Like some many of us, we can't pronounce the ha. We can't pronounce the Ayn. Allah didn't keep any of those letters. Alphabet in La ilaha illallah. There are many other Arabic alphabets which are difficult to pronounce, but La ilaha illallah, Allah made it easy that everyone, and they are all huruf jawfi, which means from inside. So it means the main requisition of La ilaha illallah, read it from inside, read it with sincerity. La ilaha illallah will have its full force and power forever until its rights are fulfilled. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when we stop nahya amar bil ma'roof wa nahya anil munkar, then La ilaha illallah also doesn't have that power anymore. Then it's just words that we are reading, alphabets that we are reading. That power comes when we are doing amar bil ma'roof, nahya anil munkar. In another riwayat it comes that when a person gives preference for dunya over akhirat, then La ilaha illallah doesn't have its power anymore. So if we want it and it, the reality of it will come by reading La ilaha illallah. We have got a glass, we want to clean it, we wash it with water and we put water in it. The heart will be cleansed with La ilaha illallah to put La ilaha illallah in it. So Allah has made it, the object we want is La ilaha illallah. And the method of gaining it is La ilaha illallah. And the person who dies with La ilaha illallah, may Allah grant us all on our deathbed, that person goes straight to Jannah. So it, Allah has made and given us this great deen. Mere maula tere geet gaaye, lazzat-e qurb paakar tere hum. Oh Allah, give us this closeness of yours, this enjoyment to be with you. Even in Jannah more, there were those, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali was a senior in great alim, and in the time of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, maybe living about 150 years ago or so, he says that in Jannat, if the Hurul Ain comes in, the most beautiful Hurul Ain comes in, sit in my lap, I will tell you, if you want to hear Quran Sharif, sit, otherwise go, I don't need you also. If you are prepared, if you want to listen to Quran Sharif, in other words, that enjoyment they get in Quran Sharif, in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Lazzat-e do jahan bhul jaye. When a person gets this enjoyment and the sign of the reality of the kalima coming into him, now his heart will go off all dunya's things. Whether it is the impermissible is out of the question. All haram. He won't even crave and desire for it. Even what is halal, what is permissible, that also he won't crave for it anymore. He should just enjoy to be with Allah Ta'ala. And he will enjoy his solitude. He will enjoy masjid. And to be in the masjid all the time, he will enjoy that. Like that person traveling with his boss, and when namaz time came, and he had to make namaz. And then masjid came, so he asked permission from his boss. If I can go and make my namaz, he said, no problem, go. So he made his namaz. After namaz, namaz is finished, all the people slowly, one by one, two, two, three, three, were leaving the masjid. He was alone. The boss is waiting for him. Came to the door of the masjid and told him, come now, namaz is over, all are gone. You still there? He said, he's not letting me come. He asked, who's not letting you come? He said, he who is not letting you come in. He's not allowing me to go out. In other words, I found Allah, the enjoyment I'm getting with my Allah. So that is the enjoyment, that we try and come early, that shows eagerness and that enjoyment. And then we don't just after namaz, salam is finished, and just like a spring in our body, we just jump up and whatever it is, but we just can't sit in the masjid. We just have to rush out. And we don't want to be stopped by anyone. Now I must just go out. My Ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when they were from Dabel in India, so one person, and there their hearts were clean, you could speak very clean, very openly with anyone. So they told somebody, you're the biggest shaitan. So he asked, why? Yeah, if we tell somebody, it's a big fight after that. It'll even take you to court. That you call me a devil, you call me a shaitan. But there they should take it and it's why. You say you always last in the masjid and the first to go out. And then they acknowledged also and corrected themselves also. But today we can't tell anyone, even our own children. In a madrasa we have to be careful with the students. Before you could speak as you want to with them, with sincerity with your heart, your open heart. And with their hearts also open you speak. But today is very different. We are too sensitive. On the one side, a wife normally is very, very sensitive. And the husband is totally opposite, totally insensitive. He just says anything. And she's so sensitive, she takes 100 meanings out of it. Out of Quran Sharif, we can't take out one meaning. But that we take out 100 negative meanings. If you told me that, you mean like that. You mean that time what I said, you referring to that. You're referring to my mother. You're talking about my father, my in-laws. They take all the different meanings in there. And men are totally insensitive. They just blurt out what they want to. We don't consider what effect it will have, how it will hurt somebody. So anyway, when their hearts are clean, then it's very easy. So this enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala, that we get that, we forget all the enjoyments of this dunya. And heart goes off this dunya. And how many of us unfortunately still good people, learned people. And one murid wrote to me, we never knew about these things. He says it's like the British Premier League, soccer, the Premier League. He says there is a fantasy Premier League where people make their own clubs, just in their minds, and they take players from the various teams. And he says it's their obsession. Driving home, he says, I myself was involved in this. Just thinking of my team. Come home and with the family, we're just talking about this all the time. All the kuffar and their sport and fantasy. You're calling it fantasy. Waste of time, wasting our time. So when we get the closeness of Allah, automatically a person's mind, he doesn't have to make effort to give up all this. It just goes out of him. Ulema give a beautiful example. If a dog is eating a bone, chewing at a bone, and you want it to eat meat, you don't have to give it a long lecture. You don't have to make it islah and tarbiyah. What you are suffering with a bone, you must eat meat is more better. Meat will give you strength. What you sitting with a bone all the time? All you do is put the meat in front there. The minute you put the meat, immediately it will go off the bone. And it will start eating the meat. Just like that, all the gunas and dirt and filth the people are involved in, it is not really necessary to give them long, long bayans and take them off that. Just put the enjoyment of deen, the name of Allah, and bring them to understand the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. The minute they will realize that, on their own, they will give up all that filth and dirt. And they will come on deen and the closeness of Allah. So it's necessary for us that we have deen in us and we introduce people to that also. And they see this also. When that will come, then they will follow deen accordingly. Dar-ba-dar, dhoondta hai ye akhtar. Hazrat says, this is my object of my life. I've traveled the world and everywhere I just go for one thing. Ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. That I find those people who have got the quality of love in them, the love of Allah. And then Hazrat should give special attention to those people. Those people he saw that this person has got the capacity of the love of Allah. He should give special attention to those people and give time to those people and mold them also so that the love of Allah could increase in them. So we also should be looking out that who are the people who have got this capacity. One is gunas, that is out of the question. All the filth, all the layani and irrelevant things of this dunya. And even all the other ibadat also. And the greatest ibadat is the love of Allah Ta'ala. So when we find somebody like that, give that person his time, cultivate, nurture him, so that he becomes mature in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this was Hazrat's mission in his life, to look for those people and then to make their tarbiyat accordingly, so that they could be engaged all the time. And Hazrat should be very, very happy whenever any of his khulafa, especially murid, they should speak, they should make bayans and speak about the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat should make them speak in front of him also. And we notice many times when the person is speaking, and he's speaking what Hazrat wants him to speak, what great a love Hazrat should look at him. And Hazrat should enjoy looking at him, that he is also teaching the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us all with this, and bring this true love into our hearts as well.